This is BBC Radio 4. Now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday the 27th of April. The general synopsis at 1800. Low just west of North Rockall, 1002, expected 150 miles east-southeast of Iceland, 1010 by 1800 Sunday. High southwest Fitzroy, 1027, expected Portland with little change by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cera, south at Cera, 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly later, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in south at Cera and 4th, increasing 6 at times elsewhere. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor in Viking and north at Cera. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. Variable 2 at first in southeast Dogger, otherwise southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, veering southwesterly later. Fair, moderate or good. German Bight, southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Humber, variable 3 or less until later in east, otherwise southerly 2 to 4. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Northeast 3 or 4 at first in Thames, Dover and White. Otherwise variable 3 or less, increasing 4 at times. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Biscay, northwesterly, veering easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in south. Showers, then fair, moderate or good. Trafalgar, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, veering easterly 5 to 7 later in far southeast, perhaps gale 8 later in far southeast. Fair, good. Southeast Fitzroy, easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, fair, good. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole, southwesterly backing southerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in west Sole, fair, good. Lundy, variable mainly southwest 2 to 4. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fastnet, Irish Sea, south or southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times in Irish Sea. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, south or southwest, becoming cyclonic for a time, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Hebrides. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Bailey, cyclonic 5 to 7, becoming southwest 3 to 5. Rain then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast veering southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later. Rain or showers, fog patches at first in Faroes. Moderate or good, becoming poor at times, but occasionally very poor at first in Faroes. And southeast Iceland, southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6. Rain or showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now we have the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, south-southeast 5, slight rain, 2 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Stornoway, southeast by south 3, 32 miles, 1015, falling. Lerwick, south by east 4, mist, 5 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, southwest by south 2, mist, 4 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Aberdeen, south-southeast 2, 5 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Lookers, east by north 1, mist, 4 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Boomer, south-southwest 2, mist, 4 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Bridlington, southeast by south 3, 1024, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north-northeast 4, 2 miles, 1023. Jersey, north 3, mist, 1 mile, 1024, rising more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 3, 2 miles, 1025. Scilly Automatic, south 1, 7 miles, 1025, now falling. Milford Haven, south-southwest 2, 14 miles, 1024, rising more slowly. Aberporth, South 3, 16 miles, 1,024, now falling. Valley, south by west 4, 6 miles, 1,023, rising more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, south-southwest 2, 4 miles, 1,023, now falling. Valentia, south by west 4, mist, 3 miles, 1,019, now falling. Ronaldsway, south 4, 5 miles, 1,021, steady. Mallon Head, south 5, slight showers, 16 miles, 1,016, falling slowly. Machrahanish Automatic, southeast 4, slight rain, 5 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday the 26th of April. The general situation. Pressure will remain high over the southern North Sea and the English Channel, maintaining settled conditions here, but with a risk of fog patches. Further north and west, there will be a fresh, locally strong south to southwesterly airflow, with various fronts bringing outbreaks of rain or drizzle to the far northwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeast 3 to 5, veering south or southwest 4 to 6, then becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time later. Occasional rain. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in west. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time at first in far north. Occasional rain for a time. Moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly later, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in north, becoming variable 2 at times in south. Fair. Moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southeast, becoming variable later 2 to 4. Mainly fair. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 at first, becoming southerly or southeasterly 2 to 4 later. Fog patches for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4, at first in east, otherwise variable 3 or less. Fog patches for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 3 or less, becoming west or southwest 3 or 4 for a time. Fog patches developing. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 3 or less, becoming south or southwest 3 or 4 for a time. Fog patches developing in east. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in east. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming west or southwest 2 to 4 for a time. Fog patches for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times later in far northwest. Occasional rain for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in north and 3 in south. Occasional rain or drizzle for a time. Moderate or good, becoming poor at times. Isle of Man. South or southwest, 4 or 5, increasing 5 or 6 for a time later. Occasional rain and drizzle for a time. Fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. South or southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Occasional rain. Moderate or good. Occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly 4 to 6. Occasional rain. Moderate or good. Occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, veering southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 again later in north. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South or southeast, veering south or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, south, veering southwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. That completes the shipping bulletin and brings us to the close of play on Radio 4. Our colleagues from the BBC World Service are standing by. They'll be keeping us going through the night on this frequency until Radio 4 resumes at 5:30 with Tom Sanders. There's drama about to start on Radio 4 Extra, taking us back to 15th century Florence, where one architect has the knowledge to build the cathedral's dome, but he also has a jealous rival. Starring John Rowe and Robert Glenister, Battle for the Dome was first broadcast in 1995, and you can hear that on 4 Extra in the next few minutes. Mahler's Fifth Symphony has just begun on Radio 3, performed by the Berlin Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Adam Fisher. That's on Through the Night with Penny Gore. Thanks for your company tonight here on Radio 4. From me, Ron Brown, my colleague Chris Aldridge in the newsroom, and everyone at Broadcasting House in London, do have a restful night. Good night.
Welcome to The Inquiry with me, Tanya Beckett. The tariffs announced by President Trump in April were dramatic, disruptive, and wide-reaching.
Almost everybody had a trade surplus with us. Almost everybody had higher tariffs on our goods and non-tariff barriers. We've been, like, so good about being a great trading partner.
Is there a broader goal?
So they're trying to square a seemingly impossible circle by finding ways to supposedly keep the dollar underpinning global finance, but also weaken its value.
What might the consequences be?
It will be unpredictable and chaotic, and the US trade team is going to have to deal with all of this. Foreign governments are going to have to work their way through all of this.
This week on The Inquiry, we're asking, what is President Trump's economic plan?
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. State media in Iran say a huge explosion at one of the country's largest ports has killed at least 14 people. Officials have suggested the blast at Shahid Rajai was caused by poorly stored chemicals. More than 700 people have reportedly been taken to hospital. BBC Persian's Kasra Naji has more details.
Videos posted on social media show the fire still raging at Shahid Rajai port. Loud bangs can be heard, which appear to come from exploding shipping containers. Firefighters are tackling the blaze, but authorities say it may not be under control for many hours. Local media is already raising the possibility of sabotage, with suspicion falling on Israel. Shahid Rajai receives some 80% of Iran's imports, and authorities have warned of food shortages.
Pope Francis has been laid to rest at his favourite church in Rome, Santa Maria Maggiore, after a private service. Hundreds of thousands of people lined the streets to see his coffin being taken there. Our correspondent, Sarah Rainsford, was at the funeral.
With helicopters overhead and police speedboats on the Tiber, in some ways, today was just what you'd expect for a papal funeral. But in other ways, as in life, Francis was mould-breaking. His coffin, up on the Basilica steps, was made of simple wood. The Mass itself was in multiple languages for an international, inclusive church. And in the crowd, there were people from the causes closest to his heart. Refugees and migrants, the homeless, the poor.
President Trump says Russia's continuing missile attacks on civilians in Ukraine makes him think that Vladimir Putin may not want to stop the war. Mr. Trump raised the possibility of new sanctions against Moscow.